Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 25th day of December and a very, very, very Merry Christmas to you. It's a new week around here, so we welcome the King, the baby, born to save us all in our hearts, and we open a new translation this final week of the year. So from the Contemporary English Version, Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 through 23. The Lord All-Powerful said to me, I love Zion so much that her enemies make me angry. I will return to Jerusalem and live there on Mount Zion. Then Jerusalem will be known as my faithful city, and Zion will be known as my holy mountain. Very old people with walking sticks will once again sit around in Jerusalem, while boys and girls play in the streets. This may seem impossible for my people who are left, but it isn't impossible for me, the Lord All-Powerful. I will save those who were taken to lands in the east and the west, and I will bring them to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God, faithful to bring about justice. I am the Lord All-Powerful, so don't give up. Think about the message my prophets spoke when the foundation of my temple was laid. Before that time, neither people nor animals were rewarded for their work, and no one was safe anywhere, because I had turned them against each other. My people, only a few of you are left, and I promise not to punish you as I did before. Instead, I will make sure that your crops are planted in peace, and your vineyards are fruitful, that your fields are fertile, and that the dew falls from the sky. People of Judah and Israel, you have been a curse to the nations, but I will save you and make you a blessing to them. So don't be afraid or lose courage. When your ancestors made me angry, I decided to punish you with disasters, and I didn't hold back. Now you no longer need to be afraid. I have decided to treat Jerusalem and Judah with kindness. But you must be truthful with each other, and in court, you must give fair decisions that lead to peace. Don't ever plan evil things against others or tell lies under oath. I, the Lord, hate such things. The Lord All-Powerful told me to say, People of Judah, I, the Lord, demand that whenever you go without food as a way of worshiping me, it should become a time of celebration. No matter if it's the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, or the tenth month, you should have a joyful festival. So love truth and live at peace. I tell you that people will come here from cities everywhere. Those of one town will go to another and say, We're going to ask the Lord All-Powerful to treat us with kindness. Come and join us. Many people from strong nations will come to Jerusalem to worship me and to ask me to treat them with kindness. When this happens, 10 people from nations with different languages will grab a Jew by his clothes and say, Let us go with you. We've heard that the Lord God is on your side. I, the Lord All-Powerful, have spoken. Revelation 16, 1 through 21. From the temple, I heard a voice shout to the 7 angels, Go and empty the 7 bowls of God's anger on the earth. The first angel emptied his bowl on the earth. At once, ugly and painful sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and worshipped the idol. The second angel emptied his bowl on the sea. Right away, the sea turned into blood, like that of a dead person, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel emptied his bowl into the rivers and streams. At once, they turned to blood. Then I heard the angel who has power over water say, You have always been, and you will always be the holy God. You had the right to judge in this way. They poured out the blood of your people and your prophets, so you gave them blood to drink as they deserve. After this, I heard the altar shout, "Yes, Lord God all-powerful, your judgments are honest and fair." The fourth angel emptied his bowl on the sun, and it began to scorch people like fire. Everyone was scorched by its great heat, and all of them cursed the name of God, who had power over these terrible troubles. But no one turned to God and praised him. The fifth angel emptied his bowl on the throne of the beast. At once, darkness covered its kingdom, and its people began biting their tongues in pain. And because of their painful sores, they cursed the God who rules in heaven. But still, they did not stop doing evil things. The sixth angel emptied his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and it completely dried up to make a road for the kings from the east. An evil spirit that looked like a frog came out of the mouth of the dragon. One also came out of the mouth of the beast, and another out of the mouth of the false prophet. These evil spirits had the power to work miracles. They went to every king on earth to bring them together for a war against God all-powerful. But that will be the day of God's great victory. Remember that Christ says, "When I come, it will surprise you like a thief." But God will bless you if you are awake and ready. Then you won't have to walk around naked and be ashamed. Those armies came together in a place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. As soon as the seventh angel emptied his bowl in the air, a loud voice from the throne in the temple shouted, "It's done." There were flashes of lightning, roars of thunder, and the worst earthquake in all history. The great city of Babylon split into three parts, and the cities of other nations fell. So God made Babylon drink from the wine cup that was filled with his anger. Every island ran away, and the mountains disappeared. Hailstones, weighing about 100 pounds each, fell from the sky on people. Finally, the people cursed God because the hail was so terrible. Psalm 144, 1 through 15, by David, a prayer for the nation. I praise you, Lord. You are my mighty rock, and you teach me how to fight my battles. You are my friend, and you are my fortress where I am safe. You are my shield, and you made me the ruler of our people. Why do we humans mean anything to you, our Lord? Why do you care about us? We disappear like a breath. We last no longer than a faint shadow. Open the heavens like a curtain and come down, Lord. Touch the mountains and make them send up smoke. Use your lightning as arrows to scatter my enemies and make them run away. Reach down from heaven and set me free. Save me from the mighty flood of those lying foreigners who can't tell the truth. In praise of you, our God, I will sing a new song while playing my harp. By your power, kings win wars, and your servant David is saved from deadly swords. Won't you keep me safe from those lying foreigners who can't tell the truth? Let's pray that our young sons will grow like strong plants, and that our daughters will be as lovely as columns in the corner of a palace. May our barns be filled with all kinds of crops. May our fields be covered with sheep by the thousands, and every cow have calves. Don't let our city be captured, or any of us be taken away, and don't let cries of sorrow be heard in our streets. Our Lord and our God, you give these blessings to all who worship you. Proverbs 30, 29 through 31. Three or four creatures really strut around. Those fearless lions who rule the jungle, those proud roosters, those mountain goats, and those rulers who have no enemies. Jesus, we come before you and we celebrate your arrival and all the world over, throughout your church, throughout this whole globe. Everyone who breathes, that calls themselves a disciple, a follower, celebrates this day, the day of your birth. And we rejoice, whether this is the actual birthday or not, we rejoice in this day that you have come for us. And we are filled with laughter and our hearts are full of joy. And as we give gifts to one another, we remember that you yourself are a gift. That what you have done to restore us and save us is unspeakably beautiful. There are no words in any dialect or tongue that can capture the reality of what you have done for us. Because we could never replicate it. We could never do it for ourselves. It is beyond what we can comprehend. It is the great mystery. And it is the great truth. But you have come. And so that we can pray along with the psalmist, that our young sons will grow like strong plants, and that our daughters will be as lovely as columns in the corner of the palace, that our barns will be filled with all kinds of crops, that our fields will be covered with sheep by the thousands, every cow have calves, that you have made us prosperous in spirit and in truth. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and reveal the truth of this day to us deep within our hearts, where things are true of who we have always been. We ask you to awaken what has died. The Savior has come. The Redeemer is here, and we rejoice in this. The world over, we rejoice in your coming. We praise you, Father. We thank you. And thanks is such a pitiful statement. And yet it's what we have. We give our lives as a gift in return, and we worship you with who we are. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. The world is overjoyed at your coming.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare his room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations true. The glory of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. A King, oh, let every heart prepare his room. Let heaven and nature sing, heaven and nature sing. Hey, heaven and nature, let a heaven and nature sing. Whoa, whoa.
that heaven and nature sing.
Heaven and nature, joy.